Ready to dive into something fascinating. Today we're exploring spiritual awareness, but through a really unique lens.
All right, I'm intrigued. What have we got?
We're looking at a website called The Spiritual Seek and their spiritual awareness test.
A test, okay. So like one of those online quizzes?
It's way more than that.
Yeah.
It's really in-depth and designed to make you think. They even had experts, like in spirituality and psychology, help create it.
Huh, sounds pretty serious.
Yeah. And the creators say they want to help you explore, like, the breadth of your worldview, or however they put it.
Interesting.
Like, it touches on things like good sense versus common sense, and the impact of materialism, even the concept of duality.
I'm seeing why you said unique lens now, not your typical awareness test stuff.
Right. But before we even get into the test itself, I think we need to kind of step back. What does awareness even mean, like, in a spiritual sense?
Yeah, good point. Where do we even begin with that?
Well, the source uses this analogy, an ant versus a hawk. Imagine an ant just focused on what's right in front of it on the ground.
Okay, I can picture that.
Now imagine a hawk soaring way up high. It can see, like, the whole landscape.
Ah, so it's about perspective, like seeing the bigger picture.
Exactly. Spiritual awareness is about developing that hawk's eye view, not just focusing on little isolated things.
Makes sense. So how does this all relate to the idea of duality, which I think you mentioned the test brings up?
That's a great question. Our minds tend to, like, categorize things right. Like this versus that, good versus bad.
Yeah, we like to divide things up.
But awareness challenges us to look beyond those divisions. It helps us see that unity, that connection, underlying all those seemingly separate things.
Okay, starting to get a little complex now. So how does a test even begin to measure something like that?
Well, it's designed to be pretty in-depth. 33 questions, and get this, each question has 7 possible answers.
Whoa, 7?
And each one represents a different level of awareness. It's not just agree or disagree, it's more nuanced than that.
Huh, interesting. So you have to really think about where you fall on that spectrum.
Exactly. And in the end, you get a score out of 200. And based on that score, you get 1 of 7 potential outcomes.
That's cool.
Yeah, and people in the comments, they're saying they really find it insightful. Like, it makes them think differently about themselves and the world.
Well, that's promising.
So let's actually look at some of the specific areas the test explores. They call them fields of investigation, and they cover a really wide range of stuff.
Okay, like what kind of stuff? Give me an example.
So one that I thought was interesting was good sense and common sense. Now, you might think those are basically the same thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, aren't they?
That's what the test challenges you to really examine. What's the difference between them, and how do those concepts connect to your awareness?
So how do they actually, like, get at that in the test?
They ask some really thought-provoking questions. Like, if you found a big pile of money on the ground, what would be your first thought?
Oh, yeah.
It really makes you think about your values, your instincts.
And how you'd react in a real situation, not just theory.
Right. And how you answer can show you a lot about your awareness in that specific area. Not about, like, a right or wrong answer.
But about being honest with yourself.
Exactly. Another one that stood out to me was instinctuality and self-control. So think about it. What does it mean to move beyond just reacting purely on instinct?
That's a good question.
How does that tie into spiritual awareness?
I'm curious to hear their take on that.
Well, one question in this field asks, what makes us human beings different from animals?
Interesting way to frame it.
Like, it makes you think about the role of conscious decision making, choosing our response rather than just, boom, reacting.
Right. We have the ability to pause, to think.
Exactly. It's not just about our base desires, you know. Mm-hmm. We can be self-aware and do that higher level thinking. That's where self-control comes in.
Makes sense. It's a choice.
Right. And that ability to choose is a huge part of awareness. It helps us move past those limitations of just our animal instincts.
So we've got perspective, we've got this idea of moving beyond duality, and now this element of conscious choice. I'm starting to get a clearer picture of what spiritual awareness might actually look like.
And there's still more. Another fascinating one is materialism and consumerism. Like, how do our attitudes about the stuff we own influence our awareness?
Ooh, that's a big one.
How attached are we to all that stuff?
Yeah, it's everywhere in our world.
And get this. They use a quote from the movie Fight Club to get you thinking.
No way, really? What is it?
The things you own end up owning you.
Whoa.
Powerful. Right. It makes you think about how materialism can really have a grip on us.
Yeah, that's a good example of how they bring in these real-world things.
It's not just some abstract concept. It connects to stuff we all deal with, even pop culture.
Definitely makes it more relatable.
Right. They want to spark your thinking, not just, you know, lecture you on some spiritual principle.
So how does this materialism idea actually connect back to awareness? Is it about just getting rid of all your stuff?
It's not necessarily about getting rid of everything. It's more about, like, what's our relationship to all that stuff?
Oh, I see.
Is it bringing us genuine happiness, or are we holding on to it out of fear, insecurity, maybe needing validation from others?
That's deep.
That's the self-reflection that's key to becoming more aware.
That's a really interesting distinction. It's not about the things themselves, but about our attachment to them and what role they play in our lives.
Exactly. And I can see how that would impact how we see things, like our ability to see the bigger picture.
Totally. If we're always focused on getting more stuff, it's going to cloud how we see the world.
We might not see things clearly.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered a lot, like perspective, duality, conscious choice, and now the impact of all that material stuff. But we're not done yet.
There's more.
Oh, yeah. This is just the beginning. There's so much more to explore in these fields of investigation. Each one gives us such a unique look into spiritual awareness.
I am hooked. Let's keep going. What else have we got? All right, so let's switch gears a little bit. How about we talk about introversion and extroversion?
Okay, interesting. So we're talking personality types now.
Well, you might think that at first, but they actually use those ideas to explore something much deeper.
See, this is what I love about this test. It takes these, like, everyday things and makes you reconsider what they really mean.
Exactly. It's not just about slapping a label on yourself.
So what's the link between introversion and extroversion and spiritual awareness?
Well, they ask this question. Imagine these three scenarios. Being stuck in a really crowded elevator, having to give a speech to a huge audience, and then being totally alone for a really long time.
Okay, I'm getting a little anxious just thinking about those.
Right. So the question is, which one would make you the most uncomfortable?
I see what you mean. It's about how you process things, how you engage with the world around you.
Exactly. It's not about labeling yourself as one or the other.
Right. Someone who's really aware might be totally fine in any of those scenarios. Doesn't matter if they're naturally more introverted or extroverted.
Right. They're comfortable with themselves regardless.
I like that. So it's about recognizing that both have their strengths and neither one is, like, inherently better.
And maybe even finding that balance between the two.
That makes a lot of sense. It's not about forcing yourself to be something you're not. It's about understanding your own tendencies and how those influence your perspective.
Okay, so speaking of challenging assumptions, let's look at this one. Religiosity and spirituality. Now, those two get used interchangeably a lot.
Yeah, people kind of lump them together.
But the test actually makes a clear distinction between them.
Oh, that's interesting. How do they separate those out?
Well, they ask about the difference between having faith and believing. Like, getting at the heart of your personal experience.
Okay, so are you just blindly accepting a bunch of rules? Or do you have your own understanding that you've come to through, like, experience and thinking about it deeply?
You got it. So maybe religiosity is more about following those external things, those rituals.
And spirituality is about that internal connection to something bigger than yourself.
Right. And they're not saying one is better than the other.
It's more about figuring out where you fall on that spectrum.
And what that means for your own spiritual journey.
This test really is making you do a lot of self-reflection.
It's not giving you the answers, but it gives you what you need to find your own.
I like that.
Which leads us to the last field of investigation, and maybe the most challenging one, philosophically speaking anyway, dualism and duality.
Okay, this is where I start to get a little lost.
Fair enough.
What exactly is dualism? And how does it all tie back to this idea of awareness that we've been talking about?
Remember that ant and hawk analogy?
Yeah, the ant focused on the ground, the hawk seeing everything.
Right. Dualism is like that ant's perspective, seeing things as separate and disconnected. It's that tendency to divide everything up, us versus them, good versus bad.
Okay, so that black and white thinking, right. Seeing everything as opposites.
Exactly. And the test argues that thinking like that, it actually limits our awareness. It blocks us from seeing how everything's connected.
That underlying unity.
Exactly. So how does the test explore this? Well, one question asks you to imagine a world with no money, no work.
Whoa.
And it's not about coming up with a solution. It's about challenging how you think society works.
Can you even imagine a system without those dualities, right?
It really makes you think. Our thinking is so shaped by the structures we're used to.
For sure. And by breaking out of those boxes, by seeing past those limitations of dualistic thinking, that's how we can really open up to a much broader way of seeing things.
A more holistic way of understanding reality.
So all these different fields of investigation, from good sense to dualism, they're all about like expanding our awareness in these different ways.
Like they're different lenses to look through.
I love that. It's clear that they put a lot of thought into this test. It's not just random questions. There's a real philosophy behind it.
And that's what makes it so unique. The source even points out there really aren't many assessments out there that get into spiritual awareness on this level.
And they had experts from different fields contribute, right?
Yeah.
Spiritual experts and psychologists.
It's a really interesting combination. It shows they're committed to creating a tool that's well-rounded.
And they seem to have done just that. I mean, the comments are super positive. People are praising how in-depth it is and how it makes them really think.
It seems to be connecting with people who want to understand themselves better.
So we've talked about spiritual awareness. We've looked at what makes this test unique.
And we've seen how it pushes us to think differently about ourselves and the world.
Now what?
What do we do with all this?
What can our listener take away from all this?
Well, for me, one of the biggest takeaways is that whole idea of perspective. Like remembering that hawk's eye view, seeing beyond just what's right in front of us.
Definitely. And it can be a powerful shift, changing your perspective like that.
It can help us get out of that black and white thinking. The us versus them mentality.
Right. And that kind of thinking can cause so much conflict.
And suffering, not just for ourselves, but for others too.
It also seems like there's a lot of emphasis on making conscious choices, like we talked about earlier.
That's such a huge part of awareness. You know, that ability to pause, to actually choose how we respond to things instead of just reacting.
It's about realizing we actually have control, right?
Yeah, it's empowering. We're not just like stuck in these patterns from our past or whatever.
And I think the test also does a good job of making us think about our relationship with stuff, you know, with material things.
Oh, yeah. That consumerism piece.
And it's not about getting rid of everything you own, but understanding how our attachments to those things can affect us.
Can really hold us back, keep us from being more aware.
It all comes back to that self-reflection. Like, what truly makes us happy? Is it things or something deeper?
Big questions, right?
And I think that's what's so great about this test. It doesn't give you easy answers, but it makes you ask yourself the right questions.
It's more about the process, you know?
The journey of figuring things out for yourself.
And anyone can do that. It doesn't matter what you believe or where you come from.
You don't have to be some kind of spiritual master to benefit from this.
Exactly.
So say someone's listening to us and they're really intrigued by all of this. What would you recommend they do?
Well, if they really want to dig deeper, you know, find out about their own level of awareness, I'd tell them to go check out the Spiritual Seek website.
Take the test themselves.
Exactly. It's free and could be a really great way to learn about yourself.
And one thing to keep in mind, it's not about getting a perfect score or anything. It's about what you learn about yourself along the way.
It's that self-discovery that's really important.
And even if someone decides not to take the test, I think we can all benefit from these ideas.
Oh, absolutely. Like trying to see things from a wider perspective.
Making more conscious choices.
Yeah.
Really looking at what we're attached to,
yeah,
and asking ourselves why.
It's something we can all keep working on.
There's always room for growth.
Definitely. And the more aware we become, the more freedom we have to create a life that's, you know, truly authentic, a life that reflects our values.
Love that. And to leave you with something to think about, we want to ask you a question.
All right, hit us with it.
If you were to design your own question to figure out someone's level of spiritual awareness, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good one.
What kind of scenario would you put them in? What would you be looking for in their answer?
That's something to really think about.
Use that question to kind of guide your own reflections,
mm-hmm,
you know, as you keep exploring and learning.
It's a journey, that's for sure.
And it's been awesome exploring these ideas with you. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into spiritual awareness.
Absolutely, it's been a pleasure.
And remember, the path to awareness is always there. Keep searching. Keep asking those tough questions and keep expanding your perspective. Until next time.